This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One of the criticisms of the claims of human-caused climate change is that the theory predicts everything. Now, you might think that makes it a good theory. Actually, when you have a theory that predicts everything and cannot be falsified, that makes it a bad theory. In fact, it's easy to find examples of contradictory claims all being attributed to climate change. But let me give you one example. Sharks fascinate us, probably going back decades to the movie Jaws. We seem fascinated by them, as illustrated by the popularity of Shark Week on television. So what do scientists predict about sharks and climate change? One article from a few years ago in The Guardian explains that the surge in fatal shark attacks is blamed on global warming. The article does acknowledge that some of the increase may also be due to human activity and the abundance of seals, but the primary reason for the surge in attacks is climate change. A more recent article in The Independent predicts that global warming could actually make sharks smaller and less aggressive. The argument is that warmer waters and increased CO2 could make it more difficult for sharks to catch prey. A third article comes from scientists in Australia who believe that a new hybrid shark just discovered is a sign of global warming. They argue the two species mating is due to climate change. Just about every phenomenon in nature is being explained by climate change. More snow is due to climate change. Less snow is due to climate change. More wildfires are due to climate change. Fewer fires are due to climate change. You will find lots of contradictory examples all attributed to climate change. So when it comes to sharks, many of these claims sound less like science and more like science fiction. Sometimes the claims sound more like the science fiction disaster movies like Sharknado. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.